We are on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. In the middle of the Amid, we had in the Mishnah Machlokes Ameya of Yehuda. If a person a nice and tamal Taba and v'tzvay loy odaim v'tzavay shachar shachar v'tzavay odaim. The mayor holds that Shini is Kaine, and the mayor of the Tzemer is Isni, pays him for the Tzemer. And the Shvach belongs to the Tzaba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Shvach Yeser Ale Yetziyah, Noisen Le Yesei Yetziyah, the Baal HaTzemer keeps the Tzemer. The Shvach is more than Yetziyah, pays him for the Yetziyah, and Yetziyah Yesei Ale Shvach, Noisen Le Yesei Shvach. So we have a machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Achayri, the Rababe, Kamei, the Ravune, they were sitting in front of Ravune. Yosef, Ravune, Vekoma, Halochik, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, which we will see soon what case we're speaking about. We paskan like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Vahalochik, Rabbi Yehuda. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Aces. Machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho and the Chachamim, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rameyam, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Adrinu Rabbi Yosef la'ape, so Rabbi Yosef turned around his face, because it bothered him, not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Omar, I think others say pshat, that's all what he did. He just turned around his face, and Omar, the Gemara, is explaining why he was angry with this member of Rav Huna. So the Kavona was as follows. Bishloim Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Itzterech. To say we pass Kamait Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, so that is necessary to say. Sal kedai tochamina yochid barab malochi kerab. There's a machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho and the Chachamim. So I would say we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Kamash malon alochi kiyochid. So that is a necessary statement. Now the Gemara says, which Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho are we speaking about? Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho mahi desanye. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho imer milva bishtar ein nifroi mehen milva alpe nifroi mehem imneishu kematzel miyodo. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi milva bishtar ein nifroi mehem lifnei edeyem. That means before the chogis of the goyim. You are not goive a milve bishtar from them. Why not? Mivnei shesimche hiloi. Because the goy is happy if he paid up the chayiv. So memela, this was a pain in the neck. He knew the yid had a stranglehold on him. He had a shtar. He'll have to pay it up. He had no way of avoiding payment. And he paid it up. He was capable of paying it up, so when he comes by his chogesh, he'll be made to Zavay de Zohar, that Zavay de Zohar enabled him to pay it up, that he has this headache off his head. But a milva alpeh, a reyu kematzel miyodo. So they bring down the run, Zavay de Zohar says two mahalchim. One mahalach is that by a milva alpeh, the malva really has no way to take away the money from the loivitz. Milva pay could be makrish. So there's one svara to say that, so the guy wasn't too worried bachlal about a milva pay. I mean, doesn't have to thank the avoid the zore because, he had other ways of avoiding payment. He doesn't have to. So Mamela, so he's not, there wasn't too much pressure on him to pay, so he paid, he's not so Mole Simcha. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach, a milva alpeh. The milva alpeh is, if he's capable of being goyved now, so you have to chaparayim. Wait till after. He has no proof that he didn't pay up. And somehow he found the guy in a good mood and he paid up. So it's either now or never. Who knows what's going to happen after Yedeya. So Memela, that's why Amilva Pets Kematzel Miyodam. So if he got the money now, he's capable of getting the money now, we don't make these cheshbonis will be made to Avei Dezora on the shoulders of the Malva, that the Malva should lose because of this. Like this Amilva Bishtar, so he won't be goyva now, he'll be goyva later. Amilva Pets, if the goy is masking to pay now, it's kematzel miyodam, and chazal were not machma on the malve, that he shouldn't be goyva now. That is the svara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolza. But let's finish Rashi. The rabbanon sovri also lepoiron. You're not allowed to pay them up a choiv, lipora mehen, and to be goyva from them. Klal, afilo amilva alpeh is also also. So, we have a machloikis, yochid v'rabim, and Ravuna Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. So that's a necessary statement to tell us, which is a big chiddush. Alalochik Rabbi Yehuda lomali. But why did Rav Huna find it necessary to say, in this machloikis, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, machloikis va'acha kach stami. This machloikis is brought down two places in Shas. It's brought down in Baba Kame, here we had a machloikis. And in Baba Metzia, it's a stam mishneh. The kol mishana yodi ala tachtoine. So my mail, I know halachik is tam. Machloikis is tam, is halachik is tam. So my mail, so we see Meiredik, so Rav Yosef had a taina and Rav Huna, it's dvorim betalim. I mean, how's a person permitted to say halachik is Rav Yehuda? I mean, it's poshet halachik is Rav Yehuda. So he had a taina and Rav Huna, why he had to say this? It's dvorim betalim. Halachik is tam. I know that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Machloikis be Baba Kama. So machloikis be Baba Kama litzvoy le odain vitzavoy shocher. Shocher vitzavoy odain. Rameir oimer noisin loi demei tzimroi. Rabbi Yehuda oimer im ha-shvach yeser ala yetziye. Noisin loi yese yetziye. Vime yetziye yeser ala shvach. Noisin loi yese shvach. So in Baba Kama we have a machlokes. Ustam be Baba Metzia. This nan, we learned a Mishnah Baba Metzia. Kol ha-mishana yodai ala tachtoine. And this is mamish adin. If a person was mishana midas balabais, the balabas told him, litzvoy ha-shochen ha-yusavay adem, is yodai ala tachtoine. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's memory. He takes the lesser of the two, either the yitzia or the shvach. Chalachayza by yodi al tachtain is another lachefa, poilus chayza. But al koponim, but here you have a stam mishnah, this is a machloikis over there. So memele, so now the gemara is taka atayna and Rav Huna. So why did Rav Huna find it necessary to say a lachik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef is right? So the gemara says, no, Rav Huna itzterech, he held it is necessary to tell us this din, Salka Daitach Mina ain't say the La Mishnah. I would think ain't say the La Mishnah. You have a Stam Mishnah and you have a Machloikis. But who says that the Stam was written after the Machloikis? Maybe it's verkehrt. Ustam va'achakach Machloikisi. Maybe in the beginning Rabbeinu HaKodesh decided to be Soisim like Rabbi Yehuda. He wrote the Mishnah Baba Metzia first, and later he thought it over, and he said, no, I don't know how to be Machia. So he brought down the Machloikis, so there's no Acho. So Memeila, I don't have any Raya from Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So Memeila, that's why it was necessary for Rav Huna to say, Aloche, Ke Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef. Again, we're saying that the Gemara is just, Rabbi Yosef never said a word. The Gemara is trying to figure out what the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Huna was. So Rabbi Yosef, he's saying a psalmod nezach. Who told you the machlokes vacha kach stam? Maybe ain't say the lemishnah, and it's a stam vacha kach machlokes. Yochi kol machlokes vacha kach stame name ain't say the lemishnah. Let us say ain't say the lemishnah stam vacha kach machlokes. So Mamela, Rabbi Yosef said that you're saying a very modern statement. You're saying all of a sudden ain't say the lemishnah, and we don't know which Rabbeinu HaKadosh learned first and which he learned second. So Memele, so every Machlokes Vacha Kach Stam, we have such a cloud. Machlokes Vacha Kach Stam, we paskin like this Stam. Who says it's Machlokes Vacha Kach Stam? Maybe it's Stam Vacha Kach Machlokes. The Rav Huna, so what does Rav Huna know? Ki lo yamrinon, you're right. All the time Machlokes Vacha Kach Stam, we paskin like this Stam. We don't say ain't say the Mishnah. We assume that the second Mishnah was written after the first Mishnah. Ki lo yamrinin ain't say the Mishnah b'chodem mesecht. By one mesecht, then we say ain't that we don't say ain't say the Mishnah. We say it was nilmado ala seida. So from one mesecht, the first parak you have a machlokes, and the fifth parak you have a stam. So I say that we see from this that Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to be Soisim like one day. Aval b'trei mesachtes amrine. But by trei mesachtes, then we say, ain't say the Mishnah. So one Mishnah is in our Mishnah, the Machlokes is in Baba Kamet. And the Stam is in Baba Metziah. So by trei mesachtes, we say, ain't say the Mishnah. So, I don't know. That's the svar of Rav Huna. Rav Yosef, kulam nezikin chodem mesachtei. Kulam nezikin chodem mesachtei. That all three bavis is one big mesachtei. So memele, so by one big mesachtei, we paskin, yesh say the Mishnah. So that was Rav Yosef's taine. Again, we're trying to figure out the hakpod of Rabbi Yosef. That was Rabbi Yosef's taina, that it was not necessary for Rav Huna to say we pass Chayt Rabbi Yehuda, because since all three bavis are one big mesechta, so memela we say yesh seida lemishnah, and therefore I know that we pass Chayt Rabbi Yehuda because it's machlokes vacha kasa. Biboy yiseima, then this, again, the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Dakpod of Rabbi Yosef could be. There's a different cheshbon that Rabbi Yosef had. Mishum Diktoni lo Gabi Hilchas Psikte. It was written Gabi another aloche. That means this aloche kol mishana yodi al tachtoine b'chol achayze boi yodi al tachtoine. Let us see Rashi. Biboy yiseime hachstome vadeikohu. Not, you can't be mefalpo, it's a stam achakach machlekes. Diktoni lo hosem babab metzi gabi hilchas a psikte. That it was written over there, legabi aloche psuke, do lo shaycha hosem. It is this din of kol ha-mishana yodi al tachtoine has no shaychas at all where it was written. Vuloitoni elo mishum pisik aloche shaposketanim kol achoizaboy. Shonech lach odam aleim. Kol achoizaboy is a dova muskim. So the Tana wrote kol ha-mishana yod ha-tachtayne to show that these two aloches are similar. And we paskin like this aloche. Zakta isvis ein seida le mishne. The pomim ha yeshayne shloy al seida v'shem atchil shone bab metziye v'achakach babekam. Aber vada achakach sidron rebi al seida k'dedayik rei shvuis mechdei tane mimakes kasolik. Let me just explain for 2 minutes what Tosfos is saying over here. Aber chonodach says in a note that what is tamazay pshat. We paskin like a stam mishnah. עד שנסתם משנה, רבינו הקודש was aware of the machlekes, of Yehuda, and Rameya, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh is saysen like Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Mishne. So l'chayre kan shay l'ben, so why is the das of Rabbeinu HaKadosh machia more than Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? I mean, why? Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds like Rabbi Yehuda, fine. But, so you have one more time, Meichet Teisi, we should paskin, Rabbein HaKadosh, also others like Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, Stam Mishneh, so then we're obligated to listen to the Stam Mishneh. So Rabbi Chanan says that when Rabbein HaKadosh wrote the Mishnayis, the Gemara says in Seif Eilu Metzias, he was Ma'asif Kol Chachmei Yisrael. And they came together and they learned Mishnayis and they figured out how to be Mesada the Mishnayis and they figured out who we paskin like. So if Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote a Stam Mishnah, this is not the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is the opinion of Kol Chachmei Yisrael in that Kuf. Now, so when we have a Stam in a Machloikis, so what happened over here? So Kol Chachmei happened as follows. When they were learning in one mokim, this machloikis, the Chachmei Yisrael were unable to be machia at the paskin. So they decided, so the Mishnah has to be written, this one says like this, and this one says like this, and we are not going to be machia who we paskin like. So they were misalt themselves from the psak. If we find later astam, so then when they learned the machloikis again. Then they came to the conclusion that, we have to paskin like this time. So memele, so the Stam Mishneh, if it was learned after the machloikis, that means let us say in our case, we have a machloikis in Baba Kameh and the Stam Mishneh in Baba Metziah. Now Lu Yitzuya, In the yeshiva of Rabbein HaKadosh, you learned first Baba Kameh and then Baba Metziah. So then, so when they came to Baba Metziah, they again were misasik, knew what's with this machlekes, and then they came to the decision, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So memela, so that we have achra from Kol Chachmei Yisrael, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That is only if we will assume that they learned Baba Metziah after Baba Kameh. But what is if they, so Taisa says, in the yeshiva, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they didn't go, they didn't learn Daf Yomi, they learned that. They learned. One year they learned this Masechta, the next year they learned a different Masechta, and the learning, the Seda, how they learned the Masechtas, was not Mishubit to the Seder of the Masechtas Gufa. That's true. That's what Taisus says. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he made Mishnayis, he made a Seder of Mishnayis. The Baba Metziah comes after Baba Kameh, and the Shavuos comes after Makkos. He made a Seder. And he had Cheshbonis why the Seder was made. But the Seder HaLimud was not Mishubit to the Seder of Mishnayis. So Memele, and we don't know what to say the Halimud. We haven't the faintest idea. We have no simonim what to say the Halimud was. So therefore, so we have a problem. If we don't know to say the Halimud, so Memele, it could very well be that they first learned Baba Metziah, and then they held we have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. When they came to Baba Kameh, they decided, no, Rabbi Meir is a teichet, they're good. We won't. So Mamela, so maybe it's a Stam Vachakach Machloikis. That is Emes, that in one Mesechta, Yesh Seida LeMishnah. When they learned the Mesechta, they didn't start from Agoyis Aleitzin and then learn Merupe. When they learned the Mesechta, they started from Abba Oves and they went straight to the whole Mesechta. So in the same Mesechta, they Zichel learned on the Seida. So now we have a Machloikis, is Kulin the Zikin Chodem Mesechta, is not Chodem Mesechta. That is really the Machloikis of Rav Yosef and Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds Kulam Nezikin Lav Chodem Mesechta. So Memele, so we can never know what the Seder Limud was, and Rabbi Yosef holds Kulam Nezikin Chodem Mesechta, so we do know. what the Seder was, and therefore we know that they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara said another cheshbon gabi hilchas psikta. Taima. Amai korila hilchas psikta lida chol achoyza bo yode ala tachtoyne. And Rashi says, it's hilchas psikta shloi nechlak odom aleim. That's icha aloch psuke. Frektois ves abeperka umnim mokmino loki yichidoi. Ki rabbi doise. That this din kalachayz b'yodotayn is like rabdoyz. The rabbonim pligi alay. Umuchachosam the rav leisave ke rabdoyz. Who the kalachayz b'yodotayn. So why is this called halacha psuke? So it's debatable if we pass like that at all. Yishloim edahachay save ki b'yodotayn. Eim edahosam dama kalachayz b'yodotayn ilasui kedektayn. It's not speaking about that case. It's speaking about a different case. Which is a davar muske. B'yesh mefolshim. Diktoni lo beloshin hilchas psikte. The lishne de chol achoyza. The chol ameshane. The word kol it seems. Mashme lifsek hilchas. That means the loshin is mashme. That's how we paskin. It's saying like a blank statement. Kol achoyza chol ameshane. So really, the raya is not from the smiches of the two halachas. The raya is from the loshen. He said kol ameshane. So we see that. So the mashos is according to Tosfos Nakir is gabi hilchas psikta. The tani loves the loshen hilchas psikta. It's a different mashmois. Let us start the next Gemara, which is a very, very difficult Gemara. Tana Rabbonon Hanoisein Mois Lishluchai. A person gave money to a Shliach. Likach Loi Chitim. He gave him money for a purpose to buy Chitim. And Rashi says, Lemachtzis Schal. That the purpose was that they'll split the profit. V'lokach mehem seirim, and the shliach went and purchased seirim. Or the other way around, seirim v'lokach mehem chit. So we have here a machlokes habaraisis, what the din is. Tanya chode, one baraisis says, impichsu pichsu loy. That means what happened, so this was a purchase for an investment that they were going to purchase chitim or seirim and they're going to sell it and they'll divide the profits. So one baraisa says, impichsu, pichsu loy. What happens if this investment was a flop? That means, let us say, they gave $100 for chitim. And then Lamaise, when they sold it, they only got $75 for it. So there's a, L'chayre, this is speaking about an iske that's machtze milve, machtze pikodin. That means the one who purchased it, half of it is a milve and half of it is a pikodin, and he has to return both. And lemaise, it was pichsu, it was nifchas. He only got $75. So he has to pay for out of his own pocket $25 to the neisen hamois. V'maisiru. What happens if there was a revach? That means they made $125. Peisiru loy, so he keeps the revach also. The Tani Chode, that's one baraisa. The Tani Chode in pichsu pichsu loy, that is true in pichsu pichsu loy. The im haisiru laemtza. But if there was a profit, so then they divide the profit. It was given lechatchila to share the profit. So now there was a profit, they divide the profit. So we have here astira and two baraisis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan loy kashe. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's not a kashe. Hora meya vohora biyude. The two baraises told in the machloikis, one is going according to Rameya, hora biyude. Hora meya da amar shini koine. The baraise that says that hisiru, hisiru loy, that the complete prophet belongs to the shliach. That's going according to Rameya, da amar shini koine. Baha Rabbi Yehuda da Omar Shinoi Eine Koine. The other Baraisa that says that they split the prophet is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that says Shinoi Eine Koine. Now, Ladavineinu, this is a very, very difficult Gemara to understand the comparison of the Gemara. The Gemara is, we're speaking about two distinct, different in Yonim. The machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda was as follows. A person was given tzemer with instructions to be tzeveya odai. He should make a diet red. And he was maver al das balabayis. And no, he's going to make it black. He's going to make it, he made it black. So Mamele, so Rab Meir holds, maver al das balabayis is a gazlin. That, you were given instructions. So you're a Goslin. No, so Mamel, you're a Goslin. So now you're kind of the Tzema of a Shinoi. So there was a Shinoi in the Tzema. You were supposed to die at this. You made the dying of the Tzema was a Maisek Zayla. You had no right to die it differently than you were told to do. So dying it differently is a Maisek Zayla on the Tzema. And the Tzema looks different than it was before. So it's a maisa gzeila and a maisa shini bebasacha, so you kind of b'shini. Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's not a gazlan, let us say. So he's not kind of b'shini. Fine. I mean, Rashi God said, there's terrible problems of it because Rashi said in the Mishnah, Shat Rabbi Yehuda, he cancels him. Rashi would seem, Rashi also, Abiyud also didn't you say Shini Koine, but he cancels him. Okay, that's a problem. But Al Kaponim, that is if we have a Maisig Zayla, that was Nishtane. So here the machlekes Rameya says Shini Kaine, Rabbi Yehuda says Shini Eine Kaine. The Constantin Rashi says. But over here, we're talking about a different case in Gansen. He was speaking about that the Meshalach gave the Shliach money to purchase Chitim. He went and he did the wrong thing. He went and purchased Sairim. So where do you have a Kinyan Shini over here? You have a Kinyan Shini. Where's the Shini? The money, this was the Meshalach's money, and it was given over to the Meicha. He went over to someone who sells it. He gave it over to the Meicha. Now who does this money belong to? This money belongs to the Meshalach. I mean, it's the Meshalach's money. There's no Shini in the money. And the Meshalach was Maknim Sairim. With stolen money, hastes. So there's no Shini in the Seirim either. I mean, so how is the Gemara comparing, according to the Shini, that's why the prophets belongs to him, it's his Seirim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shini Eine Kaine, so that's why it's the Seirim of both of them. That's what the Gemara says. So it's telling Shini Kaine and Shini Eine Kaine, but what connection does this have to Shini Kaine and Shini Eine Kaine? This Kasha, the Achreine Mask, the Yeshua, the Chazaynish, the Minchas Yehuda, the Reshmur. Just to try to understand a little bit, so they say, the Gemara does not mean shini koine, shini eine koine, because this is no shaykhes to that sugya. Now, the yesoid is, the yesoid amachloikes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is a maver adas balabayis a gazlan, or is he not a gazlan? That means he was given instructions, and he did fakir. Is that called he stole something from the balabos? Or is it not considered stealing? I didn't steal. That's not called stealing. If Rav Meir holds that you koine b'shinui, so that's called I stole. I had no right to do what I did, so I stole from you. So that's called by dyeing your tzemer a different color. That's called I stole from you the tzemer, and then I stole from you the tzemer for kelt because you had no right to dye it. Rav Yehuda holds Amaver Adas Balabais, is that not the right thing to, but not I stole from you, it's not called stealing. So if it's not called stealing, so there's no din of Kinyin Shinui. Let's forget about what Rashi says by the Mishnah with Knas, so there's no Kinyin Shinui whatsoever, there's no Kinyin Shinui. But the Yisod, it's not a machlokes in Shinui Kaina, Shinui Aine Kaina. The Yisoid HaMachlokes is if Maver Aldas Balabais is a Gazlan or is not a Gazlan. That's the Yisoid HaMachlokes. Anat Kaminol Kamat is he kind of Bishinui. If Yehudi's a Gazlan, some of them that's called, I did something with your Tzema which I wasn't supposed to. So I'm a Gazlan on your Tzema. There was a Shini on the Tzema, so I'm kind of Bishinui. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not a Gazlan on your Tzema by not following instructions. So Mamela, I'm not going to be shini. So if you say like this, so then perhaps we can understand the Gemara a little bit. So the Gemara is saying as follows. According to Rameya, he was given money to purchase with the money chitim, and he went and purchased seirim. So you know what that's called? He stole a filu, he purchased seirim for both of them. But that's called you stole my money. You have no right to take my money and purchase a different commodity. So Memela, it's called you stole my money. If you stole the money, the Gemara held, so since he's chayev ba'onsin on the money, so the hakno of the Baal HaSoirim is to the Baal HaMomin, and who's the Baal HaMomin? The Gazlan. He's considered, the Nesim is mentioned such as for it, since he's Chayev Ba'onsin, so it's considered like it's his Momin. So the Akno is to him. So Lamaisa, this transaction was done with the Shliach. You're a Shliach, you're a Gazlan now. You were nismane to purchase chitim for both of us. You purchased seirim, so that's, let's say this, so saying it bluntly, you stole my money by purchasing seirim. So there's no shlichus over there. There's a maisek zeile, and so it's considered your money, since you chay ba'onsin on the money, and the baal seirim was makne to you. So therefore, if there was a revach, so the revach belongs to the shliach. The pchas also belongs to the shliach. Like I mean, you're a gazlan, and you were kind of the seirim. That is according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda holds, I would never call him a gazlan. That's not called a gazlan by not following instructions. He's, don't call him a gazlan. So it's called, so we can say that the shlichus is still in existence. So it was bought for both of them. I mean, between you and me, the shlich also bought it for both of them. According to me, that's called a maisek zeila. Don't say you called it. It's called you stole it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a gazlan, so it's bought for both of them. So Mamela, they share in the profits, what they made up, they share the profits. But a Pichsu, what happens if there was a Hefsid? So then the Shliach has to suffer the Hefsid, which would not have been the case if the Shliach would have followed instructions. Now let us see what's pshat in this. Let's see what Rashi says. Likach b'mchitin l'machzischa. He was given money to divide the profits. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ho Rameya, kamaisa Rameya, the Omar shinui koine." He's the one that said shinui koine by maver al das balabayis. Bas raise Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar shinui eine koine. Umiyu im pirsu pirsu loy but. So if he's not a gazlan and he's still a shliach, so why does he, the according to the original agreement, they should both shoulder the hefsid, and they should both be mavich the Rebbe. So Rashi says, the lav lavose shodrei. That means, I never made you a shliach l'ra'osi. I mean, that's for sure. So memele, if the shliches will bring about a hefsid to the Baal HaMois, I never made you a shliach for this, because you were told to purchase chitim, and you purchase seirim. That is Chayr Pshat in Rabbi Yechid. Maskiv lo Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza asked Akasha to Rabbi Yechid. Mimai, how do you know that Pshat, that these two baraises are a machloik, according to Rabbi Meir, will be Heisiruloi, and therefore the Baraisa that says Heisiru Bems is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know this? Dilma, maybe both Baraisas are going according to Rabbi Meir. And I, so what's Pshat the two Baraisas? Ad kan loy koma Rabbi Meir, ela bemidi dechozi lei legufe, aval leschoyre loy oma. Let us see Rashi. Lagufe tzema lilboish v'sapsalishtamish aval ischoyre v'chol midi di keratcha nechalei v'chi esiru lav shinuyu. So, l'chayre pshat in the kasha is as follows. The Rabbi Leza asks like this, that yisod that Rabbi Meir said that mavi aldas balabayis as a din gazlan, he says, that's not a yisod which is used in all cases. It matters what the case is. That means, if a person gave me tzema, if a person gave a tzaba tzema, and he gave him explicit instructions to be tzevei odoim, I'm going to wear this. I need a red beggar. And he went and he colored it black. So Mamela, that's called your gazlan. You took my tzema and you dyed it in an oifen that I can't wear it. That's called you stole my tzema from me. So Mamela, you have a din gazlan. Mamela, you kind of bishinri. But if what'll be this case over here, he told him to purchase chita. We'll share the profits. Now, between you and me, what was the driving force in this investment? Chitim. Tatamongigange chitim. He wanted profits. So, if Lemaise, he purchased Sa'irim, and there were profits, so he's makpid. That's called Mavar Adas Balabayis. That's called you stole his money. You were given money to make profit, and he made profit. He told you chitim, and you bought Sa'irim. That's called you stole the money. That's not considered a ma'isik zeila. He says, you know when it's considered a ma'isik zeila? If he gave him the money for eating purposes. Oh, then it'd be a ma'isik zeila. That means he gave him money to buy chitim. He doesn't like seirim. He wants to eat chitim. And he bought seirim. And then a ma'isik got. Then there'll be a svara yisiru yisiru le. Then it's like it's bavra das balabayis. And then he's a gazlan, and then you're 100% right. Then it's considered like it's his money, so I bonds him. Then you're right. But stamazoi, if it was given for to be maviach moment to make profit, So it wasn't such a big akpada mitzad the mishalach. So memeila the shlich is not called a gazlo. That's Rabbi Lezer's way. He's telling to the rameya over there to rameya over here. Fine. So we have here a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer. If according to Rabbi Meir, when he was made a shliach lamachzis cha, if this is called a shini, if his mavar das balabai, Rabbi Yochanan holds it is called a shini, and Rabbi Yehuda is not called a shini. According to Rabbi Yochanan Meir, it is a shini. Rabbi Yehuda is not not called mavar das. He doesn't hold a mavar das balabai. Rabbi Lezer says no. By Havochet, everyone holds that it's not Mavod Adas Balabayis. Mele, both Paraisis can go according to Rameya. Mocheku Alo b'Marove the Rabbi Yochanan Ali b'de Rabbi Yehuda. A very interesting lotion. Eretz Yisrael. They heard this tiktaira of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said that the two baraisis is one is going according to Rameya and one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So they asked Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi mi hoidiyai lebal chitim sheyakne chitim lebal mois. They asked Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Baraisa that says that the Chaylik Aisiru Lehemtza is going according to, he's not a Gazlan. So Memela, the Revach belongs to both. So in Marova they said, oh, that's a big joke. How could the Revach belong to both? When he gave this money to the, when he gave this money to the Balasairim, the Balasairim did not know that this money belongs, half of the money belongs to the Meshalach. So he was makne the Sairim to the one who's giving him the money, not to the Balamois. So the Balamois was never kind of the Sairim. The Balamois was never kind of the Sairim. So Memele, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why should the Balamois get half of the profit? That means, Pshat is like this. Mishloime, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer opened up our eyes. Rabbi Lezer said, you know, when a person gives money for profit, he's giving him money to Shlich, to him Aviach, he told him, purchase Chitim, he bought Seirim. Between you and me, the motivating force is profit. He told him Chitim, he purchased Seirim. It's not called Mavar Adas Balabayis. It doesn't matter too much to him. So he's doing his shliches. I mean, this is not called he's deviating from the shliches, because when it comes to profit, it's irrelevant if he take purchased this commodity or another commodity. That was Rabbi Lezer's shtick teire. It's not called I was Mishanim Das Balabayis. I mean, I'm doing the shliches. You held that chitim is good. I know a little better. So I purchased it. So we have the shliches still functioning. He did what he told them to do. You told them chitim, he bought seirim. This is no deviation from the shliches. That was Rabbi Lezer's shtick terapil according to Ramey. Fine. That's good. That he understood. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. He didn't differentiate between Revochim and not Revochim. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is Mave Aldate Shabalabais. This is called Mave Aldate Shabalabais. You were given money for one thing. You purchased another thing. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're a gazlo.
Fine, you're a Gosman. You purchase something else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not a Gosman. Fine, but you're not a Shlich either. You didn't do the Shliches. You don't get a Din Gosman for not following the letter of the law, but Al Kaponim, you're not a Shliach. So, L'chayref, you're not a Shliach. So who told the owner of the Seirim this whole scenario? You know, this money belongs to Beryl, and be makne half of the Seirim to Beryl. The Baal HaSeirim doesn't know any of this whole scenario. So he's makne the Seirim to a person who is not a shliach of the Baalim. So how is the Baalim kind of the Seirim? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could the Baal HaMois be kind of half of the Seirim? That was the kasha. Let us see Rashi. Mi haidiyai lemoicher achitim. Who told the moicher achitim shalitzoirech Baal HaMois ain't? Mi haidiyai lemoicher achitim. Shalitzoirech Baal HaMois ain't. Sheyakna loy. That he should know to be makna to the Baal HaMois. Diktoni haisiroi leemtza. It says they split the profits. So that means that half of the Seirim was the Baal HaChitim was makna half of the Chitim to the Baal HaMomim. Mishloim ala Rabbi Loza libid Rabbi Meir the Omar b'chol duhu nechalei, that when it comes to prophets, it doesn't make a difference to the Baal HaMois what commodity he purchases. Lav mishanahu. So he's not called, he was Mishana Midas Balabais. Ushlichusai the Balabais covered. So this is a Shliach of the Balabos. Vekoni Balmois Machzis Ascha. So Memele, so that's where the Balmois is going the half of the prophet. Because he said that he's still a Shliach. He's still a Shliach of the Balmois. Elul Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Mishanu, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's a Mishane. He calls it a Mishane. But I have a Shliches. It's not Shliches. I mean, the Mitzis is a Mishane. Now we have to be done. Does a Mishane, Mimava, Adasba, does he have a Dingazlan, doesn't he have a, but this is not what the Shliches was made for. Lehavishlichus, umi ushini leikone kashe. The miman kaboy lemikne, from who was he kaine? Oleikonanu balmois meyolam. The balmois was never kaine, the chitim or the seirim. So what's pshat? So the mochka lo bemarov el rabbi yechon libid rabbi Yehuda. Askit lo Rav Shmuel bar Sisarti. Sisarti. That Rav Shmuel asked a kasha on the Bnei Marove. He said the Bnei Marove held that in order for the Baal HaMois to be kaine, the Baal HaChitim has to be magnet to him. That's the only way he can be kaine the Chitim. And therefore he asked, if he was Mishane, so how could the Baal HaChitim, Baal HaMois, be kind of half of the prophets? He wasn't kind of the Chitim. So Rav Shmuel asked Akashi, Yochi afilo Chitim v'Chitim namiloi. So by Chitim v'Chitim, so how does it work by Chitim v'Chitim? If you tell me a Yesod that the only way the Baal HaMois could be kainer is through the idea of the makner. He has to know that this is his money, and he's maknet him, and that was your kasha. He doesn't know. So, on a shinui, how does it work? How does it work without a shinui? So,
who told the Balachitim who the Balamois is? So Rabbi Bo said, on this kasha, on Rab Shmuel's kasha, Shani chitim vechitim. No. Chitim vechitim, Shlichosayu ka'ovid, chibalabayis domi. So Rabbi Bo said as follows. Rabbi Bo said that by chitim vechitim, when he's being memala the shlichas of the mishalas, that's 100% true. The Baal Achitim does not know who he's selling it to. He doesn't know anything that this money comes from a Baal Amois. He doesn't know anything. He knows this person is giving him money. Right? To purchase Achitim. He's Maknete. He doesn't know who the money comes from. He's Maknete. But if this person was not Mishane the Shlichis, so he's a Shlich of the Baila. So there's a din shluchay shalotam kamay. So we have like, he's makted to him, and he's like the mishalach. He's bemokim a mishalach. So memela aknot to him automatically will make it belong to the mishalach, because he's a shliach of the mishalach. So by chitim or chitim, there's no problem. How is the mishalach koine half of the chitim? So he's b'mokim a mishalach and take, and that's what the bnei Marova held. The bnei Marova held the makna to the noisei namois, the makna to the noisei namois, and the noisei namois is b'mokim a mishalach. But that's by chitim v'chitim. But by chitim usoirim, he's not a shliach. He's not doing shlichusa. I'm sorry. Because he told them to purchase chitim, and he purchased soirim. So he's not a shliach anymore. He's not a shliach anymore. So he's not a shliach. So how could the Baal Hamois be kind of the soirim? This is how Rabbi Bo explains the Bnei Marove. That's why the Yestakashi, Marove, the Yestakashi says, Chitim v'chitim, if he's a shliach, say shluch shalom kamaisa. But here, he's not a shliach. So the only way he could be koine, he can't be koine by being makne to the shliach, he's not a shliach. So you have to be makne to the Baal Hamois. He doesn't know who the Baal Hamois is. So Rab Shmuel, what did Rab Shmuel hold? Rab Shmuel held, he vehemently disagreed with the Bnei Marove. That means he held, he didn't hold of this lomdus that Bnei Marove held, you marked it to the shliach. And if he is a shliach, so the it's like kilo the mishalach is here. He's marked it to the one who's giving the money. That's what the Bnei Marov hold, but that's only if he's a shliach. But if he was a mishan, he's not a shliach. So Memela, so the mishalach can't be kainah. He doesn't know about who the money belongs to. Rav Shmuel said, no. Rav Shmuel said he didn't hold of this concept of shliches, that the shliach is here, is yamakta to you, so it's, you're like the mishalach. He didn't hold like that. So Rav Shmuel held, so all the time b'chitim, how does it work? So al-kochoch, there's an understanding or a subconscious understanding. If someone gives money to a moicha, he's being makta to the baal of money, to whoever the money belongs to. If he knows, he does. But that's the understanding. So memela, so just like by chitim v'chitim, the baal of mois is koine. So who adin? By chitim say most of the Baal Hamois is koine. That's what Rav Shmuel held. Rav Shmuel held the Bnei Marova are wrong. The Bnei Marova said the Moicha doesn't know who the money belongs to, so he's not makna to the Baal Hamois. So Rav Shmuel said, so by chitim also doesn't know who the money belongs to. So why is the Baal Hamois koine? So Rav Abbo said there he's koine because he's makna to the shliach. The Rav Shmuel did not hold that Achnot the Shlich will help in such a case. You have to be, the Shlich is the Shlich, you have to be makna to the Baal HaMois. So Al Kolchoch, you always makna from the, to the Baal HaMois. I who told him that there's a Baal HaMois, that's the common understanding. Whoever's money this is, that's a makna to. I don't make Chishboinus who's giving me the money. So Memele, so Rav Shmuel held that the Bnei Marove had nothing to left on Rabbi Yochanan, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Bo said they sure had something to left, because since he's not a Shliach, so Memele Baknois to him. Baknois to him, and he's not a Shliach, it doesn't help. I just like to mention that they bring down the machlokes that the Bnei Marove held. Lemaise, there's shliches and schiyah. Shliches is pshat that mamish. It's the guf hashlich is like the guf hameshalach. So memele, so the hakno to the shlich is like the hakno to the mishalach. Schiye is pshat is that the mishalach, the shlich is not the mishalach. No, he wants to be zeiche for the mishalach. By schiye the bnei marove held, there you need das hamizake. You have to be mizake to the person. That means it's not sufficient that I want to be zeiche for him. If I want to be zeiche for him, they need the das hamezake to be zeiche for him. And that was the Bnei Marove's taina. The Bnei Marove's taina was, according to Rav Bo, that by shliches, you could be makna direct to the shliach, and automatically the mishalach will get it. By schiye, you need the das of the mezake in order that the shliach should be zeiche for the Baal HaMois. And since the mezake doesn't know that there is a Baal HaMois, so it doesn't help. This was pshat in the Bnei Marove, alibe. This is how Rabbi Bol and pshat in the Bnei Marove, and Rabbi Shmuel held that vakert. The moiche is always makne to the Baal HaMois, even though he doesn't know exactly who the Baal HaMois is.